The Connecticut Labor Press, organized labor's only newspaper in New Haven, a newspaper for the people. New Haven, Connecticut, Saturday, August 21st, 1920. Price, 3 cents. Page 1. Woman's vote gives political aid to labor. Interests identical so far as some candidates and measures are concerned. Big victory welcomed. Connecticut Federation of Labor has endorsed suffrage at several conventions. The final victory of the suffrage amendment, gained by the ratification of Tennessee, is pleasing to organized labor. In Connecticut, the State Federation of Labor has endorsed women's suffrage at several conventions, and it has come to be recognized that the legislation for the benefit of humanity stands a much better show with women voting than without them. It is believed that the influence of the woman's vote will be a great help in the passage of remedial child labor legislation and measures affecting working conditions for women and children generally. The sudden advent of the woman as a voter is a tremendous shock to some of the politicians, just as the nonpartisan movement of organized labor has been, and between the two new factors in the political game at the coming election, there's many a public official who is wondering where he is at, so to speak. Labor's determination to elect its friends and defeat its enemies is going to receive a lot of support from the advent of the woman voter, for, in many instances, the interests are identical. Some of labor's most bitter antagonists have also been strongly opposed to suffrage, and with the combined opposition of the suffragists and labor to combat, their pathway will hardly be rose-strewn in the coming struggle. In Connecticut, United States Senator Frank B. Brandegee of New London, who has been pronounced as a decided reactionary so far as labor legislation is concerned, has also been a consistent opponent to suffrage. And there is a feeling that between the two interests, he will have a hard road to hoe when it comes to winning his way back to congressional halls. Senator Brandegee, in an interview published in the New York World yesterday, expressed his view of the women's victory as follows. "Women will vote in the coming elections exactly as they please," declared United States Senator Frank B. Brandegee in discussing the passing of the Woman's Suffrage Amendment by the legislature of Tennessee. "Both political parties have been playing a game in the attempt to catch the woman vote," he said. "In my opinion, they will both be fooled. The women will vote exactly as they please on the great issues before the country, as they ought to. They will align themselves between the parties according to their convictions, and the artful politicians who have been angling for their votes will be disappointed. When the matter was in the Senate, I was opposed to submitting the amendment because I took the position taken by both national parties in their platforms and also by the president that the question was one for state action, and states ought to have the right to prescribe the qualifications of their own electors. But inasmuch as Congress submitted the amendment to the legislatures, and inasmuch as more than three-quarters of the states approve the amendment, it seems to me the sooner it is ratified, the better, because it is perfectly evident that it is going to be ratified. And if the women are to have the right to vote, as they are, it had better come in time so that they can use it in the coming election. It is also a foregone conclusion that the advent of the woman voter in Connecticut politics sounds the political death knell of Governor Marcus M. Holcomb, another strong reactionary so far as organized labor is concerned. His continued refusal to call a special session of the General Assembly to vote on the ratification of suffrage, together with his well-known antagonism to it, seals his fate for a fourth term under suffrage. In view of the combined opposition of the suffrage vote and labor, it is not at all likely that the Republican Party managers would consider his nomination as the head of the ticket for a moment, and if they did, what the combined suffrage and labor vote would do to Uncle Marcus at the polls would be plenty.